The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
I wrote this in May 2008. In the late 1920s when I was a child, I remember relatives and friends who yearned to go live in the Holy Land. They went to the Middle East and purchased small parcels of land from various Arabs who were happy to dispose of their arid property. Only after those Arabs saw that the Jews, by creating drip irrigation, made their land blossom, those Arabs became envious and tensions arose. Those tensions still exist and will never go away. I was a young mother in my mid-20s when Israel became a state in around 1946, and suddenly the surrounding Arab countries were joining together to annihilate Israel for becoming a recognized state. Israel urged those Arabs living peacefully among them to remain in their homes and be protected by the new state. But the Arab brethren urged them to leave, assuring them that the Israeli Jews would easily be crushed, and the Arabs could then return to their homes victorious and safe. That never happened. Since they chose to leave Israel, Israel no longer wanted them back. So what happened? Those displaced Arabs were not taken in by their Arab brethren, who lived in large, wealthy oil countries and could easily have absorbed them. Instead, those Arab countries chose to keep the Israeli Arabs in camps indefinitely. Why? Specifically, to keep the displaced Arabs as political pawns, to make the world feel sorry for them and hate Israel. Then they admonished their displaced brethren to never accept the Palestinian state offered to them until Israel is destroyed. That was more than 60 years ago. They could have had their own country for the past many, many years, but the stubborn Arabs still hope to throw Israel into the sea. That has not happened yet, but who knows? Surrounded by enemies, Israel is doomed to remain in a constant state of war. It is a shame. Israel is a tiny country which can be traversed from north to south in 8 hours and east to west in 3 hours. Ideally, the Arabs should accept their Palestine now, live next to Israel, and both should live in peace and mutual respect. The world will be much happier for it. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.